This week marked the deadline for signing up for the inaugural year of Obamacare. The website crashes bedeviled the rollout, and then again as the deadline neared, the White House says it has hit its projected number, 7 million new enrollees. This yielded high fives on MSNBC.
7.1 million people have signed up for the Affordable Care Act, and 15 million people have been affected by it.
But the truth of the claim depends on how you define 7 million and how you define new, and whether new enrollment is actually even the measure of the Affordable Care Act's success. Glenn Kessler, who writes the Fact Checker blog for the Washington Post, wrote this week that a lot of the numbers being thrown around by politicians in the media are based on fuzzy math. Glenn, welcome to On the Media.
Thank you for having me.
Let's begin with the president's claim about the 7 million plus signups.
And despite several lost weeks out of the gate because of problems with the website, 7.1 million Americans have now signed up for private insurance plans through these marketplaces.
They selected a plan, but it doesn't mean that people have actually paid for it. And the general consensus is that at the moment, about 85% of the people who are saying they want to sign up for healthcare.gov end up making the first month's premium.
Now, a lot of the conversation in the multi-year buildup to the debut of the Affordable Care Act was the question of uninsured Americans. And so new enrollees became a currency. But what is really meant by new?
That's an excellent question, and it's not easily answered. At the moment, it looks like about two-thirds of the people who signed up for healthcare.gov are people who previously had insurance. At the same time, there are lots of people, 4 million, 5 million, who are now getting insurance for the first time through Medicaid, which is another part of the Affordable Care Act, a massive expansion of the Medicaid program. What that adds up to, we're not going to be able to find out for a few months.
And then there is a large category of young Americans who have been insured through their parents' policies, but who would have lost their coverage having attained the age of, say, 18 or 21, now can stay on their parents' policies till 26. They're not new enrollees, but they would otherwise have become uninsured. How big a cohort is that?
Well, the administration cites a figure of about 3 million, but it hasn't been updated by the administration for 2 years. And I'm always suspicious when, you know, places like the Obama administration don't update their statistics. Probably means things have gone downhill. I've done my own looking at the data set that they relied on, and the numbers have dropped. It really works out to be about 2 million. And in fact, there's a new analysis that just came out this week that suggests it's actually less than a million.
Some politicians, for political advantage, will not only mix apples and oranges, they'll shake up the entire fruit basket. I'm thinking of Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who earlier this week said this.
To date, over 10 million newly insured Americans benefiting from the health care law are now in effect.
You did a little detective work and were able to reconstruct how he came to this number.
One big part of that number includes that 3 million supposed young adults. If you don't trust that number, you got real problems with the rest of his number. There was a big number for Medicaid, nearly 5 million that was part of that figure. But again, the data on that is really fuzzy. And the 5 million estimate that Reid was relying on came from a survey that someone then extrapolated and added numbers to. It's not a number you can really trust. And finally, he was taking the idea that one-third of the 7 million enrollees on the healthcare.gov are newly insured. But again, we don't really know.
Here is House Speaker John Boehner 2 weeks ago talking about why Obamacare is a travesty that will destroy our society.
When you look at the 6 million Americans who've lost their policies and some, they claim, 4.2 million people who've signed up, that would indicate to me a net loss of people with health insurance. And I actually do believe that to be the case.
So he does the arithmetic and finds out that the Affordable Care Act has actually left more Americans without coverage. Is there any truth to that?
No. It's actually pretty silly what the speaker did. He was taking a number, the number of people whose plans were canceled, as a result of the implementation of the Affordable Care Act. The Affordable Care Act, as you might remember, deemed some plans to be substandard. It didn't meet the requirements under the law. So there was a figure, maybe about 5 million, 6 million people, who received letters from their insurance company saying your plan is not in compliance. But in many cases, those people just rolled over into a new plan that the insurance company offered, which was compliant with the law. What Boehner is doing, he's assuming that every one of those people lost their insurance and therefore are out there wandering the country without any insurance.
Now, Glenn, I've been reading your fact-checking work for years now, and I noticed that you are hesitant to use the L word. You try to be a little bit more clinical about what you do, but in the end, some people are just bigger liars than others. As you look at the statements coming from the Democrats and the Republicans, where are the biggest liars?
In terms of talking about the Obamacare numbers, I think I've given an equal number of four Pinocchio ratings to both Democrats and Republicans. You know, the Democrats are very eager to rush out and add up the best possible numbers that they can. The Republicans are quite happy to downgrade and subtract as much as they can. I don't think either side has covered themselves with much glory.
How can you tell when a politician is lying?
When they're talking about Obamacare.
Glenn, thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.